The big scare today in Japan is a magnitude 6.9 earthquake and five aftershocks rattled the same area hit by that devastating quake and tsunami in 2011. Jim Peschman is a seismologist with the University of Utah. He says the good news is this quake wasn't big enough to do much damage.
So the USGS does these forecasts, which they call pagers. So they estimate fatalities and economic loss. They have a computer program that does this. And the estimates that they have from this earthquake are they're all in the green zone. Okay, so estimated economic loss is less than $1 million U.S. and fatalities less than one. That's the highest probability.
It was scary just a couple of hours ago. Peckman says there's still concern, but at first, forecasters were worried we could see another deadly tsunami. Now, though, the risk of a big wave has faded.
There's a really big difference between a 6.9 and a 9.0. Okay, about 100 times difference in terms of the size of the seismic waves. To get a tsunami, what you need is you need to move the bottom of the ocean floor. And so you could think of it as, let's say I had a piece of plywood and I pushed it down to the bottom of the bathtub and filled up the bathtub with water. Then I pick up one end of it and say I put my foot on the other end so it stays down. So I pick up one end of it. Then I'm going to get a wave that sloshes back and forth in the bathtub. That's the same sort of thing that happens when you generate a tsunami. Usually the really big, devastating ones are from the bigger earthquakes.
There's still concern about damage to buildings following today's quake. We'll continue to watch the story and keep you updated from the KSL National News Desk.